warm welcome everyone to Amazing You. I am your host, Dr. Rani Tanakudi. I am your professional hypnotherapist and gender intelligence, Mars Venus life and relationship coach and astrologer. I help men and women to overcome their emotional and physical issues by using a rapid and innovative hypnotherapy method to get rid of those issues so that you can enjoy a fulfilling life and relationships without spending years in therapy. So thank you, Janik Ganesh, for being here today. Really happy to have you on this special interview with you. And I would really appreciate if you can share a little bit your journey of being a new entrepreneur. So we'll start straight away.
Thanks for having me.
Really, really happy to have you, Janik. We've been friends for a long time at school and we haven't seen each other for years, but today it's a great opportunity. So tell me a little bit about your story, how you moved to Sri Lanka, Janik.
I moved to Sri Lanka because actually I met my husband in Mauritius. So that's where it started.
Okay.
Then, after that, I have to come here because this is where I live. So this is where it got me really here.
And how long have you been in Sri Lanka now?
2003. So that's like roughly 19 years, no?
Wow, that's a long time. And How has life been like moving from Mauritius to Sri Lanka? How has the adjustment been, the adaptation for you?
Not easy because, of course, the lifestyle is the same.
Right.
But the thing is, the language, okay, as long as we speak English, is fine. When I go outside, like to speak with others, mostly the older people, like when you go to the shops and everywhere on the road, it will be practically in Sinhala. So wow. Sometimes it's difficult for me. So now it's I can manage the language, but still it's not that perfect. But I just got used to it.
That's and amazing. Then, that's amazing. So do you speak Sinhalese now a little bit?
Yeah, but it's not a perfect one. But yeah. I can understand and I can manage to like sort out something like.
Right. So would you say this has been the greatest challenge in moving to Sri Lanka for you?
Of course, because it's completely different with what we have back home, the language, the food and everything.
Right.
Yeah. And the people also, but the people are like Mauritius, they are all the same.
Yes.
But the only thing is the language and the food. And of course, I moved here, I didn't go to work. I stayed at home until I get to, to know people a little bit, little by little. I make some friends.
Okay.
When the children came up, after that, I got new friends, stuff like this.
That's great. So tell us a little bit, what has inspired you to start your business?
In fact, last year, I didn't have this on my mind to really start. So when I started it, this was not really what I had on my mind. I was not into really antique business.
Right.
So I never thought of doing something like this online. So during the first lockdown last year, so we were all at home. The school, the children were at home doing their lesson online. My husband working from home. So I also wanted to do something on my own.
That's
during
great.
That time. So other than doing housework, so I decided to go through an inventory of my husband's antique collection. So later on, after like comparing his collection, I realized he has like multiple of the same similar items, but really got me into this idea of coming up of business model of like having a antique shop online. Since I think in Sri Lanka, the clientele here, there's a good clientele for this. So this is where I got like that idea, like starting something new like that.
Okay, that's great. That's amazing, Janik. So tell us a little bit, who has been the most influential person in your life and why?
Actually, I come from a family where my father himself has a great interest in about antique furniture, but at that time I was too young to really appreciate the value and the importance of antiques. Mm-hmm. So later on, when I came to Sri Lanka, after seeing the difference of the selection of antiques, so I was really amazed to see what that collection, the antiques here in Sri Lanka, it's almost or less the same as home, but there the collection here is a big variety. Mm-hmm. So I was really amazed to see that. So of course my husband also is an antique collector. Right. So he also collects antique furniture, collectibles and everything. So with that, I was like, got interested into that. So he always says like, you know, every collection or every piece of his collection has its own history behind.
Ooh, yes.
So then he will tell about it, whether it comes from the like grand townhouse or up country, or even from the field, from the factory, like the piece what he has collected is unique. So I started to like take a liking to that.
That's amazing. So it comes a little bit from your father who has been doing that. And how long has he been collecting these antiques himself?
From the day I'm at home, he has been having always something that he has collected, but he doesn't have the collection that we have here in Sri Lanka.
Yes.
That in Sri Lanka, I believe you won't get this kind of antiques anywhere in the world, only here.
Yes, yeah, that's true, yes. So tell us a little bit more about being a businesswoman, being a mom, being a wife. What are the challenges that you face, Janik, with integrating your work and your family responsibilities now as a businesswoman?
So being like at home, actually now with all the, like what's happening now, lockdown, everybody at home, so it's not very easy to balance work and family responsibility, mainly in that COVID situation.
Yes.
So because everybody is at home, so it's tough because it takes a lot of time to do online work. So to like to plan, so I have to plan my daily tasks with an early start before everyone is up. So sometimes even after planning, there will be unexpected things that will pop out and I need to handle this. So some days I cannot finish it also. So I have to stay a little bit up late to respond at my mails and to update my social media pages and also to plan what I'm going to do the next day. So
that's very interesting. That's very interesting because it's like a complete life change for you, having now to integrate work with everything else, with family, children. Yeah, okay, thank you, Jani. So can you tell us, what would you say to encourage young people who want to start their business today, or anyone who wants to start a business? What would you say to them?
I think first of all, you have to set your goals for your dream, like what really interests you, and look for something that you really feel comfortable with and what will make it easier. So for example, if you like me like this, I've chosen my husband's hobby. Maybe somebody has a hobby, but they can, so when they choose something like that, where they know what it is, what they can do about it, so it will make it easier to do. So secondly, also, I think for my opinion, it's easy to venture in something where there's a market.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So, for example, to choose something like that and try it out of this, to do something unique and to yes. make a difference, so that it will attract people.
Yes, yeah. And can you tell us a bit about what your business is about and how we can reach out to you, Janique?
My business is about selling antique furniture and collectibles
okay.
of a bygone era of okay. the Portuguese and the Dutch and the British right. colony okay. who has been here. So the name of my business is Barnhouse Antiques.
Okay.
So you can contact me through social media.
Yes.
So please follow us on Facebook, Instagram. So at the yeah. moment, I'm doing all my sales online.
Okay.
I'm hoping to open my antique shop in the future.
That's amazing. So you will have both an online business and a shop as well later. That's great. And so when you say about antiques, is it, are these antiques and furniture, are they made in Sri Lanka or do you have to get them from somewhere else?
Originated from here. So when the Dutch and the Portuguese and the Dutch and the British came here. So yes. when they were here, they have been getting people, the local people to make furniture for them. Right. So after they left, of course, they have taken some of the furniture because some of this furniture, mainly those antique cupboards,
yes.
Are found in abroad in European countries.
Yes.
So, but we still have a lot here. So some they have remained here. So mm-hmm. these cupboards are really like unique pieces. Like, you know, you won't get other than here. And unless somebody has taken it from here and taken abroad, you won't get these. Yeah, it's made out of ebony and, you know, valuable wood.
Yes.
But is, yeah. So.
And what about these big jars that you have behind you? They are very pretty.
Those are Dutch pots. So some are called Dutch pots. Some are called Celanese pots.
Okay.
So these pots are made of copper and brass.
Right.
So these also very old. Those are like 200 years old.
Okay.
Pots, even the cupboards also are at that time, like, you know.
Right. And what were the Dutch or the Portuguese, what were they doing with these pots? With these antiques, were they just decoration for them?
I think they must have been doing maybe cooking.
Okay.
Some stuff like this. So okay. these pots are like you found here. I don't know where you get other places, but most of these pots were made here. All the pots were made here. Like wow.
And are there still people making these pots in Sri Lanka? No.
No, they will make, but it's not these pots. It's just, you know, the normal maybe biryani pots, but you know,
yes.
there's a steel one, but not copper, and maybe somewhere else, maybe in India, but not here. I don't think they are making these.
Right.
These are very old pots.
Right. Are there still a lot of these pots in Sri Lanka? Okay.
You get pots. So my husband has his collection that we won't sell, but we also have our collection that we have to sell online.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing, Janique, that you have started just with your own job, with your own online business at this time. I think it's very brave of you, but it's very inspiring for other women and other young people who want to start their business, because it's showing that it doesn't matter what is going on outside, but you can still be creative, and you can, if you follow your passion, there's still a way out. There's still a way to start your own business. I think that's a great story, Janique. So thank you so much for taking the time to share with us your story and what you are doing. And we'll catch up with you soon. Thank you.